This is the Inner Change Maker with Jay Wong, the podcast dedicated to purpose-driven entrepreneurs and multi-passionate individuals. Tune in each week as we bring you an inspiring person and message to help you activate and tap into your inner change maker. Thanks for spending some time with us today, and let's get started. Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, for those of you who have never heard of me before, my name is Jay Wong. I'm a life enthusiast, international speaker, adventurer, and I will be your host for this lovely podcast. Now, I'm going to get into the rest of my story in just a little bit, but my goal in this episode is to help you identify if this is going to be the show for you. Now, I'm so excited to finally be doing this podcast. I mean, isn't it amazing that we live in a world where technology allows us to peek into some of the greatest thinkers of our generation? We have some of the best long-form content coming from Tim Ferriss. We have the informational jabs and banter coming from Gary Vaynerchuk, the authentic stories and talks from Jason Gaynard, and the world-class motivation and marketing material coming from Brendon Burchard. I mean, take a second and think about that. This is the reality of how awesome the world that we're living in today is, and we really need to appreciate that. So with all that said, here are my three promises of the show. Number one, I value your time immensely. Even though you're not physically paying your hard-earned money for this, you're paying with something far more precious, and that is your time. This is the number one resource that we all have, and we can never get it back. And so this Inner Changemaker podcast is about exploring how ordinary people can create an impact, whether they want to do that for their families or their communities, or even perhaps the world. The goal is to deconstruct, it's to synthesize successful archetypes and proven principles from high-profile entrepreneurs, influential celebrities, world-class athletes, and creative artists. This way, we can all learn how to tap into our own inner change-making abilities and ultimately change ourselves for the better. I want to bring on people from all walks of life to share their story and explore how and what they have to offer that we can inspire people in their pursuit of happiness. And now the second promise is that this is not going to be your typical interview show. I do not want surface level type of information here. You know, personally, through my journey of life and traveling the world, I find myself prone to having these raw types of conversations. And I thought, my God, how valuable and sometimes life-changing this could be for other people to listen to this. And at the end of the day, no matter who you are, no matter how successful or what a failure you think you are, we all need greater perspective. And so that's my goal. My goal is to condense, synthesize, deconstruct as much wisdom and learning to you as possible through stories and lessons of these modern day change makers. Now, this could be done through solo episodes, but more often than not, I will co-host it with someone else. Now, I'm not committed to a certain length of time or format, but I am committed to delivering as much value as possible. And that brings me to my last promise, which is on authenticity. And I know this is a buzzword in our world right now. It's definitely a buzzword going on in the entrepreneurial community and the personal development stage. But in a world of infinite content out there, you know, the pro is that everyone now has a voice. But conversely, the downside is that everyone has a voice. And so this is going to be the truth. I'm not the answer for everyone. I cannot speak on building a successful 7 or 8 figure business. I can't speak on leading teams of 50 or, you know, 500 simply because I haven't done these things. I can speak on building relationships and communicating with integrity. I can speak on overcoming fear and having the courage to do something different, to step out of the norm. I could speak on being a third culture kid with an Asian background. I could speak on graduating from a business school and the transition into the workforce, and then, you know, the greater transition into being an entrepreneur. One of my favorite quotes is Lao Tzu said that I have three things to teach: simplicity, patience, and compassion. These three are your treasures. And so I'm going to try to incorporate these themes as we move along. And I remember when I was just starting out, I wanted to be everything to everyone. But, you know, as any entrepreneur will tell you, once you do that strategy for any length of time, you realize you simply cannot. You got to find your groove. You got to find that niche. And that is really where that magic begins to happen. And so topics will be across the board entrepreneurship-wise with a focus on social entrepreneurs and purpose-driven, multi-passionate individuals. It's going to include unconventional life hacks, and I'm going to try to do new takes on classic principles on personal development. So some might say at this point, I just want business or I just want marketing. Well, there's a saying that says to be successful, you must be willing to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to be tomorrow. And so that is really who this is for. If you're seeking another kind of strict format interview show or how to make more money faster, this is probably not going to be the best investment of your time. However, if you do believe that the world can change, or even better, you believe you can change yourself with an idea or through a person and their stories, then this is going to be the show for you. I know what it feels like to be lost and really not know what to do in this world. And conversely, I know what it feels like to figure out, you know, your passions and your purpose, but still not know how to be able to do that. The famous French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre said, "Everything has been figured out about life except how to live." And so this is a show about not only living as authentically as possible, but also trying to change the world in the process. The show is about being a change maker. And so what is a change maker, you might be wondering? A changemaker is those who value legacy over currency, those who are multi-passionate, purpose-driven, maybe a touch socially awkward because they don't really know where they fit within the normal paradigm of the world. And people who are constantly pushing themselves out of their comfort zone, people that are questioning the status quo, those are change makers. They say, good is the enemy of great, and great is the enemy of phenomenal. Well, I believe we all have an inkling inside of us that yearns to be phenomenal, but we don't want to change. And so that's why we're going to be interviewing these change makers, because these are people that believe in jumping in and betting on themselves. People that believe that in all that we do, there is a certain artistry in the way that you talk, in the way that you party, the way that you carry yourself. As Jason Silva says, we are looking for the traveler searching for signification. And as high performers, natural achievers, and people that really think about impact, we are never satisfied with the current situation. We are people that believe that our current situation does not reflect where we're going to end up. Change makers dare to think big, and they dream of what is possible. So if you feel as I feel, if your heart is, you know, beating or singing to the same tune, if this resonates with you on any level, I invite you, please stay with me. My philosophy is that we need to stop wishing on material objects, on these things, you know, money, cars, houses. But instead, we need to be passionate learners. We need to engulf knowledge. We need to be the best version of ourselves if we have any right, or we earn the right to impact this world. My commitment is to you, the listener, and I'm going to dedicate time and energy in finding the best change makers in the world that is impacting the world in a holistic fashion. And you can leverage their wins, you can learn from their mistakes, and that's the whole point of this. I want to bring on people that I believe the world should know. Some are going to be big names, and some, you know, probably will not be, but all of them believe in a higher calling to serve the people around them, and the best way to do that is to become extremely self-aware and knowledgeable and become the best version of yourself. And so one of the main motivators for doing this podcast is a friend asked me a question a little while ago, what if I only had 3 years to live? Now, we didn't pick, you know, the traditional, you know, 24 hours or if you only had like a couple days to live, because in all honesty, I think the world would just be, you know, one crazy party, everyone's doing drugs and it's turning into this wild orgy. But, you know, 3 years is a significant amount of time. And I had this fear that I would not be able to leave my mark in any kind of way. I would run out of time. I would stop learning. I would not leave behind any wisdom. I wouldn't be able to inspire anybody. And, you know, I've done well, you know, speaking in high schools and universities and even, you know, booked a few public speaking gigs internationally. But I wanted to expand my reach further. And this podcast, being the upcoming medium that it is, allows me to do that. And hopefully it can filter the knowledge that we need to learn to become a change maker. I want to keep this bare bones. You know, it's a one-man show. I want to keep this as raw, as real as possible. And my objective here is to capture what seems like a normal conversation, but in these normal conversations, find these nuggets of awesomeness, right? And make them into actionable steps so we can live awesome lives. Once again, I'm not committed to a certain length, and, you know, some might be short and sweet with, you know, micro content pieces, as some people call it. Some might be a bit more long form, you know, half an hour, 40 minute type of interviews. But my commitment is really to you. So who am I? My story begins where I think everyone's story begins, and it begins with my parents. Now, my parents immigrated to Canada in the late 80s, and, you know, they set off on their journey and for their future and their hopes, along with millions of other immigrants that also left China at the time. And I think, as all immigrant parents, I mean, their hope really was to create a better future for their children. And they were willing to do everything, whatever it took to, you know, get the job done. And even though we didn't have a lot of money growing up, I remember watching them grind and hustle every single day. And they did not even have like a proper education. They were speaking, you know, very low level English, right? And they were still able to provide for us our clothes on our back, food on our plate, you know, a warm place to sleep. And we spent, I spent my developmental years in the US. And even though we never had an abundance of money, they always had an abundance of love and gratitude, and that's what they taught me, and I thank them every day for that. And, you know, they ran an Asian fusion restaurant at the time, and it did okay for a couple years, but then came the depression of 07, 08, and at that time, the restaurant went under, and our family was in a critical financial state. And I remember even working all summer in that restaurant. I had to do everything, right? Being, you know, that they're my parents. So I was the cashier, and, you know, I went and did that. I did cleaning. I was delivering food and even some cooking, right? And even though I probably had no right to really be there, in a lot of ways, that was my first entrepreneurial venture that I was a part of. And our family was heartbroken that the restaurant did not work out. And even more stressed that, you know, I think we were even more poor now. And I was just entering college. And fortunately, I guess I learned a few things about hustling from them. And, you know, I was able to get, you know, some high paying internships and jobs throughout university. And I was able to fund my college and university years. And that kind of took the burden off of my parents. And when I graduated, I was also fortunate enough to land a consulting role at a company called Strategic Coach with the founder, Dan Sullivan. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Strategic Coach, they are a world-class training program for high net worth, high earning entrepreneurs. It's kind of like the Harvard of successful entrepreneurs. And so every day we're filled with, you know, positive reframes, outlines on how to properly think through all your problems, whether they're a personal problem or a professional problem. And we would host these workshops worth up to tens of thousands of dollars. And you know what the best part was? I got to sit in these workshops for free. Right. My mind was like a sponge. You know, I was trying to absorb all the information, all the quotes, the books, everything. And the workshop brought in some of the best industry leaders and famous entrepreneurs. People like Joe Polish, Dean Jackson, Peter Diamantis, Jeff Walker with the product launch, Yannick Silver with his Maverick Group. And I remember being 22 at the time. I was the youngest person in the company, and I was completely awestruck by their presence. I mean, there was a certain way they would carry themselves and the knowledge they had. I mean, wow. You know, the conversations would really go from everywhere. It wasn't just about business. It was about new age workouts, you know, cool, trendy type of diets that they're trying out, the coolest tech trends and apps, and the best vacationing spots, the current books that they're reading, powerful quotes. In a lot of ways, I was in heaven. However, as time went on, I slowly realized a downfall. Even though I had access to some of the best information out there in terms of thinking through, problems and strategies on business models and life and productivity, because I didn't really have a passion project of my own or a business, it was really difficult to apply some of these entrepreneurial concepts in my life. As Tony Robbins famously says, knowledge is not power. Knowledge is only potential power. And so one day after New Year's, we were sitting in a company workshop and it was a goal setting workshop. It finally hit me. I was writing down the same goals year after year after year. Now, you got to think about the context, right? It's a bit strange considering I'm in this cult-like, personal growth, personal development culture at, Strategic Coach. But I believe I was writing down some very similar goals to what you might have on, say, your bucket list. You wanted to travel to some faraway destinations that you heard were great. You wanted to finally learn that third or fourth language, some Spanish, French, Chinese maybe. You want to master a skill that people just don't think that you can do, maybe like cooking or playing a certain instrument, right? I wanted to start my own business. I wanted to create greater impact for people around me. And I realized going back into conversations with my entrepreneurial clients and, back and back again, they would encourage me that if I don't take action now, I'm never going to take action. I'm never going to have the courage and the commitment to take action. So I looked at this personal list of personal goals and I did some research. I saved up some money, gave myself some runway, and I left my job to go traveling and pursue learning languages. And I'd be lying to you that, I was not completely ecstatic to get away from it all, right? To get away from my quote unquote normal life and go venture into the unknown. But that's what ended up happening. I spent most of 2014 living in China. I was living in Korea for a certain point. I traveled all across Asia. And, I got pretty darn close to getting fluent in Mandarin, and I became fluent in Cantonese as well. Now, it might not seem like a big deal if you look at a picture of me and you just see another Asian guy, right? But a lot of Asians and probably a lot of third culture kids can attest to this as well. It's hard speaking, your native language. It's hard getting to know your roots when you're living in North America, when it's predominantly English. So when all the money ran out and, the traveling kind of, I knew that I needed to come to a stop, I realized I knew what I wanted to do all along. I wanted to be a change maker. I wanted to impact the world by showing others how they could align themselves with their passion and their purpose, how they could overcome their own fears. And so that's what I started speaking about. I did not have a website even when I booked my first speaking engagement, and it was at some leadership conference, and I just talked about fear and courage. And I realized that it would really be a shame not to capture these moments, right? The growing pains of an entrepreneurial business and to capture the growth of my own mindset. But more importantly, some of these conversations that I was having with modern day change makers, whether they're entrepreneurs, athletes, or artists, they have the power to really change our perspective, right? And if we can break down into actionable steps, I really think that we have a chance here. And so I might not come from a journalistic background, and I promise I'm definitely not going to be the star interviewer as I imagine, especially when I'm beginning out. But definitely, I'm not even coming from a broadcasting industry here. But this is our generation. We are Generation Y. We are millennials. We have the ability to learn and break down information faster and more efficiently than in the history of mankind. Peter Diamantis writes in his book, "Today's individuals can only do what only governments and corporations could do a couple decades ago." And I really believe that we're living in a world that if you're not afraid to be who you are, you're going to find your way and you're going to be able to transcend possibilities. And so that's why this show is done for aspiring change makers and trailblazers by modern day change makers. It's dedicated to my parents and the parents of other immigrant families that have taken the leap of faith. They left their comfort zone. They left their country for the greater good of their family, for the greater good of you. It is dedicated to the entrepreneurs who bravely do and envision what only others have the courage to gossip about. It is dedicated to the artist who willingly and openly shows up too much of their personality and their soul, and they pour it into their art so that the world can pause for a second and gawk at amazement in their masterpieces. It is dedicated to every person that has the inkling inside of them that they want to make a positive impact in this world. And look, I don't have the answer, but I really believe that when we collaborate, when we bring ourselves together, we can figure this out. So to change the world, we must first change ourselves. And that is our mission. And I really, thank you so much for taking the time to listening, to seeing if this is the podcast for you. I really hope it is. And, for all the change makers that are listening, you can visit us on our website, www.theinnerchangemaker.com. And I cannot wait to talk to you in future episodes. Ciao for now.